And welcome to The Preservationists, the monthly radio show for fans of local historic architecture, the history of unique buildings, and the people from our community working to preserve and restore them. I am Lori Serafin, Vice President of the Board of Directors at Lower Columbia Preservation Society, or LCPS, and this month's host of The Preservationists. Thank you for tuning in. Today, we are focusing on Suomi Hall in Astoria's historic Uniontown. Disclaimer, I'm a member of the Friends of Suomi Hall, and I'm active in the auxiliary there. I am not of Finnish heritage, but I love the organization. You don't have to be Finnish to be a member, but I am an honorary Finn due to my work restoring the historic Forstrom House. Dr. Forstrom was a Finnish physician and surgeon in Astoria and passed away in 1945. My husband and I have been restoring the house for the past 7.5 years. But today, my guests are Layla Collier and Eric Williams from Suomi Hall. Layla, please introduce yourself and your role at Suomi Hall.
Hi, so I'm Layla Koskela Collier, Koskela being my maiden name, and I am the current president of the trustees, Finnish heritage all the way back to my parents immigrating in the 1950s with my brother from Finland, and then I was born in Minnesota. And we moved to Oregon in 77, and I've been a member of Suomi Hall since 78.
That's a long time. You're a lifer.
I am a lifer. I think I was 16.
Yes, and I think I met you when I joined Suomi Hall. I joined during COVID, so I've just been involved for a short time. Eric, please introduce yourself and your role at Suomi Hall.
I'm Eric Williams. I'm a trustee and a lodge historian and digital archivist and the president of the Friends of Suomi Hall Restoration Committee. I joined the Finnish Brotherhood back in 2019 after speaking with Lisa Penner. She was telling me about the lodge's archives in the attic in its poor condition. A portion had been damaged due to a leaky roof many years ago. Hearing this news made me want to investigate its condition and scope of possible work. I approached the board members with my proposal to organize and digitize their archives for free. They accepted my offer immediately. Shortly thereafter, I was asked to join the board. I gladly accepted. I saw a few other opportunities to help out the lodge, setting up the lodge computer, internet, Wi-Fi, and printer, and now have recently set up a new website for Suomi Hall, and it's suomihall.org.
Oh, thank you. Lisa Penner is such a great asset to our community, especially for those doing research.
Oh, she's amazing.
Totally amazing. Yes. Okay, so Eric, I believe the Finnish Brotherhood was established in 1886.
Correct.
The Finns are an important ethnic group in the history of Astoria and the Lower Columbia region. I hope everyone's read Carl Merlante's book, Deep River. It did help me aid in my understanding of the Finnish people, since I'm not Finnish. Tell me about the history of the organization.
It's a fascinating organization. Very in-depth involvement with the building and growth of Astoria. It was formed out of the need for social support of the Finnish immigrants, a common place to meet and discuss ideas. It gave support to those who struggled with language barriers, networking for job opportunities. We were also a benevolent society providing sick and death benefits. If needed, we also provided burial and headstones for those members.
Layla, what is the current mission statement of the Friends of Suomi Hall?
So I'm going to read it directly to you. Our purpose is to share and preserve Finnish contributions and cultural life by providing educational, arts and crafts activities in our community by welcoming all to Suomi Hall, by celebrating and sharing our rich Finnish culture and heritage. So I really took off on the educational part on that one.
Yes, yes. You've been involved in the Suomi School.
Yes. So we just finished our fourth year of Suomi School, which is for students to attend 1 week of language camp in August. And we always seem to coincide with the Regatta Festival. So we kind of piggyback off of some of their events. And it's for students ages 6 to 12 that want to be a part of that learning, and they do not have to have Finnish heritage at all, just an interest in learning about the Finnish culture and heritage. Yes. So,
and you recently received a grant.
We most certainly did. We were able to purchase 26 kanteles. I purchased one my individually, but we have 25 kanteles for the lodge. And the kantele is the national Finnish instrument, and it is a five-stringed harp that you play in your lap or kind of up against your belly. We played them on our laps. And it is a beautiful sounding harp, and the kids did amazing. And we received the grant from the Clatsop Community Cultural Coalition. So I couldn't get it all there. So that was an amazing grant that we were able to get for the kids.
Yes, that was a very exciting thing.
Very exciting.
For the hall to receive. In my mind, when I look at a kantele, I think of it's a mandolin.
Kind of. Very, very, very similar. And the kids just picked up the instrument and were able to play it so easily and so quickly. And they have been honored to, they've been asked to perform in January. So they're going to perform at the Clatsop County Cultural Coalition's awards ceremony on January 8th.
And that will be at Suomi Hall.
It will be at Suomi Hall.
So I think I heard something about that.
Yes. Okay. So that's good for them.
Okay. During my years as a member of the lodge, I've spent a lot of time in the building. And I understand this is the second building of the organization. And this building was moved from up the hill to its current location at 244 West Marine Drive. The building, in my opinion, as a historic preservationist, is the victim of some unfortunate renovations, perhaps in the 50s, 60s, 70s. I have been hearing about a restoration plan for Suomi Hall. Eric, what is going on?
Well, it's kind of exciting times with the potential of restoration of Suomi Hall. It started out a couple years ago. A couple board members were discussing long-term preservation of Suomi Hall. And we started out realizing the first steps are to stabilize Suomi Hall. And in in-depth look, we found that the foundation had settled in the northwest corner by 12 inches. So, of which is very obvious inside the building, inside the main hall. You look at the stage, you can see the hump in the stage. And then in the kitchen, you felt like you were rolling downhill towards the northeast corner. And just very uneven surfaces. And so we decided to hire Joel Bergman to give us an analysis of what would be required. And a couple years ago, he gave us a proposal of what was required and also hired a structural engineer that he recommended, Stryker Engineering out of Garibaldi. Yeah. And he drew up engineering specs and everything that was required for leveling out the building, not leveling by tearing down, but leveling by stabilizing the foundation and giving us a good foundation for our future renovations of the building. And at the moment, the goal is to raise $300,000 to stabilize Suomi Hall. And at this point, we've raised about $79,000.
Oh.
And we've done that within the lodge, maybe the past 2 to 3 years, I believe. And I think we're making good progress, but we're at a stage now where we need to go outside the lodge for funding. So we're in the beginning stages of trying to find grants and other organizations that are set up for promoting preservation. And
yes. I'd like to go back to the foundation issue. That's a big problem for structures here in Astoria, where we all seem to be moving towards the Columbia River or into Young's Bay,
right,
depending on which side of the hill right. you're on. I heard a rumor that the hull is built on piers.
Yes. Yes and no. We're not really sure. In the beginning, yes, it was on piers. When they brought Suomi Hall down the hill and set it on the waterfront, it was set up on piers. And what is West Marine Drive was a plank road.
Yes.
So the shoreline extended clear further inland. And then I think in about the mid-teens, they were filling in the waterfront. And they filled in underneath everything that was built up on piers. And at that point, they actually poured a foundation underneath Suomi Hall. So we're not sure if the piers are actually kind of incorporated into the foundation or not.
Okay.
But essentially, everything's on unconsolidated fill, sand fill.
Yeah.
And over the years, probably what's happened is the earthquakes we've had and the major contribution is probably the building of the Megler Bridge.
We're very close to the Megler Bridge.
Exactly. It was all the pile driving and the mm-hmm. vibrations that probably helped with the settling of the building.
Yeah.
But an issue we all notice on a daily basis is if you're in the lodge and there's heavy traffic going by, a logging truck, you feel the vibration in the lodge.
Yes, I have noticed that
yes.
when I'm in the building for hours at a time doing prune tarts around Christmas time.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, it's very noticeable. So the foundation project is the first part of the plan. And
right.
then after the foundation gets assessed, constructed, then what?
Shortly thereafter, our next big issue is the elevator. Our elevator has always been a major issue with breaking down, and it was really designed for a residential use, not commercial use. So we want to dovetail in a new elevator after the leveling of the building and then start our second phase, hopefully shortly thereafter, with renovating the exterior and hopefully the interior if funding allows.
Are you thinking about a restoration of the exterior to
yes.
something that the building looked like at the turn of the last century?
Yeah, possibly. That's the interesting task we have is over the decades, the lodges had several visual appearances.
Yes.
So it's like, which rendition do we go back to?
Right.
The very first one was very elaborate and would be ideal and beautiful, but out of practicality, it probably not.
Mm-hmm.
Just the maintenance involved.
Right.
So maybe going back towards the last major renovation, which was in about 1947.
Okay.
After the war. Going back to something along that line. It's a little more streamlined, but
right.
restoring the windows back to its original double hung tall windows.
Oh, nice touch. Original windows. Love
yeah.
them.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes. So the plan is truly a restoration and not a renovation.
Correct. Correct.
Great. Okay. And now as far as you mentioned the funding sources, we have a chunk of change that you've raised already.
Right.
And now we're doing ongoing events at Suomi Hall to raise more money and then hopefully grants will be secured and
correct.
Maybe we can find some large donors that want to get involved.
Correct. Yeah, that's our next step in fundraising is we're anticipating doing a grand kickoff fundraising dinner this coming March 2026.
And what will that look like?
Well, that's still in the working stages, so we don't have really the details worked out, but we're hoping to have it at the loft in the Red Building.
Oh, okay.
And have it catered, have auction items.
So we are definitely looking for auction items.
Yeah.
And we've got a good start, but we need more.
Yes, and we need help.
Yes.
We're looking for more volunteers.
Yes, I would actually like to work on that committee.
Absolutely.
You're on.
Okay, I just think that would be fun. Okay. So the kickoff will be perhaps in March with a dinner auction, trying to get the entire community involved, not just Friends of Suomi
Hall.
Exactly.
Right. That's the idea, reaching out to the community or beyond.
And I think we talked a little bit that when we have our member meeting in January, that we would have some ideas of what we're going to be looking at presenting down the line, so that we would have a little bit of an outline for all the membership to have.
Okay. How can listeners join Friends of Suomi Hall if they're interested?
There are a couple different ways. Either you can email us at thefriendsofsuomihall@gmail.com or go to our new website at suomihall.org. And within our website, we have membership applications you can download and fill out and mail in or hand off to a member you may know.
So super easy.
Yeah, super easy.
SuomiHall.org.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. And as you mentioned, you do not have to have Finnish background or heritage, just an interest in maintaining the Finnish culture and heritage in the area.
Right. Actually, there are a large number of members that are not of Finnish heritage.
I have to admit, I'm only 1% Finnish.
And how did you find that out, Eric?
Just through 23andMe.
Okay. Okay. Layla.
Yes.
Tell the listeners about upcoming events at Suomi Hall. I know we've got a busy calendar this fall and winter.
Well, we have a busy calendar. We just finished a busy weekend. We had the amazing flea market, the Kirputori, which you helped spearhead for sure. And how much did we make?
Ooh, I think we made about $3,000.
Yay.
And all for the restoration fund.
That's fantastic.
Yay. So thank you to everybody who came out to Suomi Hall. We were busy on Saturday. It was a very, very busy day. But we have a lot of events coming up. We have a Lax Lota meal coming up on October 18, which for those of you who don't know what it is, it's kind of a salted salmon potato casserole, I guess would be the way to say it.
It's a Scandinavian comfort food.
Yes, very, very,
it's delicious.
Very much a comfort food. And then there's going to be a new event that we're putting together, which is the Christmas market on November 15. So if you are interested in having a booth at that, I think we still have some spots available.
Just a few.
So if you're interested in being a part of that, you're going to have to get a hold of us pretty quickly on that email or go to the website and somehow get a contact to us, because we would really love to have you there. And so that is for handcrafts and food and vendors. I think we're going to have a little bit of a flea market there too as well.
Yes, we will.
All right. And then prune tarts. If you don't know what a joulutorttu is, which is a prune tart, oh my gosh, the childhood favorite of mine, made them with my mother growing up all the time. And she actually hated making them, but I loved them. So I've kept the tradition up. So we make prune tarts and we sell them
in December. I'm on the group that helps make them, and they're it's heaven in a pastry.
It certainly is.
It's a pinwheel looking pastry that's full of a prune brandy.
Yes,
with some like Christmas spices in it, mm-hmm. and lovingly made by the ladies of the auxiliary.
Yes,
and one man.
Yes,
and we sell them frozen by the dozen for a good fundraiser.
And then you take them home, bake them, and eat them
because
they're delicious, and they never last past the first bake. They're gone. And then we have a Nordic market. Is this our third annual? Coming up in February, I believe. It's our third annual. And then, of course, we have the Suomi School. We have, you know, festival in Astoria Scandinavian Festival, which we do prune tarts and rice pudding and fruit soup, which is another traditional.
Right, and that's food. The midsummer.
Yeah, that's festival. Midsummer. That's not until June, but you know we're already thinking about it now, which is kind of crazy.
Yes. And now, a Nordic market that's traditionally in mid-February is the Panukaku breakfast.
It is, and it's very popular. So if you want to come to that in February, get there early because we do sell out.
All right. Now, Panukaku is a Finnish pancake. It's similar to what I would call a German pancake or a Dutch baby.
Yes. Yes, very much so. But it is a very easy, fun breakfast to make. And whenever our kids had kids over on the weekends or whatever, we always had to have pannukaku for breakfast because that's what all the kids wanted.
Yes, that's our signature breakfast at the Forstrom house. Yes. Okay. I understand that individuals can rent Suomi Hall for events. Who can rent the hall and what type of events do we host?
Well, we have, unfortunately, we have memorials there, members or other community members, and it can be rented. If you look at the suomihall.org, there is a calendar that we try to keep updated for you, and also a form that you can do. Members get a bit of a benefit, to be honest with you, and that is to their benefit. I mean, they're members, so we do have a, I don't think they pay anything
for most things. It's free to members now.
Yeah. I mean, we've had weddings there, memorials. We had a movie filmed there.
Yeah, we did.
So that, I don't know and if concerts. It's come out yet. We've had concerts.
Oh, yes.
The, concerts
right.
and the lectures. And, oh my goodness, we have had so many things there that it's just we try to keep things going, and it's fun to have those events there.
So and that's what we're excited about, ultimately, with having our hall renovated, is to make it more of a community-centered place of gathering that's, you know, that has an exciting atmosphere, you know, because it's been restored. And
I mean, there are dreams of having more dances there, language classes, more things for kids activities, cooking classes.
Cooking, yes. I would love to see cooking classes there. I've learned a lot about Finnish cooking over the past few years, and I know there's a lot more to learn. And also, I do think it's very exciting for the preservation and the restoration of the hall and to its contribution in the Uniontown Historic District. And it would be a magnet.
Oh, it's an asset, really. It's from what I gather, it's the oldest historic structure in Uniontown left.
Mm-hmm.
And it's important to preserve.
It absolutely is.
Yes. Okay. Now, I understand that the monthly lodge meetings are the second Monday of the month.
For a portion of the year, it is the second Monday, correct? I believe in November, we moved to an afternoon, a Sunday afternoon, to accommodate for, you know, it's darker in the evening.
Right.
So then we moved to Sunday afternoons, I believe at 1 o'clock. And then again in the spring, I don't have the calendar in front of me.
Sorry.
I want to say April, we go back to the Monday nights.
That sounds about right.
Yeah, so we kind of rotate it. Sometimes that's a little confusing for people, but we did it for out of accommodation of, you know, driving in the dark is kind of hard in the winter.
Yeah.
Especially, I don't like doing it, so.
Yeah, especially with older eyes.
Yeah.
Can anyone attend a lodge meeting?
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. They are open. They are absolutely open. Yeah.
Oh, good to know.
And our trustees meetings are too.
Yeah.
In our last few minutes, is there anything of great importance that you want to impart to our listeners?
I think I would like to say if you want to be involved in Suomi Hall, just let us know. We would welcome new members. We would welcome volunteers. If you just have an interest in coming and learning about the culture, the food, the music, the heritage, we would love to have you come. And it's so funny, whenever the doors are open and the flags are out, random people just walk up the stairs and go, oh, we're visiting from this place and we have Finnish heritage and they want a view, we're happy to share. We're proud of our lodge. So we are very happy to share about it.
And also, if you really want to find out more, is go to our website, suomihall.org. That's the best way to probably get further information.
Yeah, we have some good historical information there. And then in March, we want you to come to our event.
Yes.
Yes. Yes, the dinner and the auction.
We're very excited about that.
Yes, yes, and so I'm sure we'll be hearing more about that as time goes on.
Absolutely.
Perfect. Well, thanks for coming today.
Thank you. It's been a joy.
Yeah, I really appreciate you coming to tell us about all the fun things happening at Suomi Hall. I wanted to talk a little bit about upcoming events for the Lower Columbia Preservation Society. Our lecture series, LCPS Presents, will be October 14th at Pacific Distillery at 7 p.m. Captain Mark of the Arrow 2 Tug will show historic pictures of the Astoria waterfront from his personal collection. This is going to be a very informative and entertaining evening. Come early for food and drink and snag a seat. Pacific Distillery is located at 4th Street and the waterfront in Astoria. This event is hosted by myself and Eric Wheeler, another board member at LCPS. Our monthly discussion called LCPS Topics will be in our new headquarters at 591 12th Street. This will be Wednesday, November 19th. The discussion topic, it will be determined, but I'm sure it will be totally fascinating. LCPS recently purchased a property in May, and this is our new office. We are not in the office anymore on Duane and 12th Street. Okay. And the next edition of The Preservationists on KMUN will be November 18th. We hope to feature a panel of longtime Flavel House docents to dish on their experiences of being a docent at the Flavel House in Astoria. So that's all for this month. Thanks for tuning in.
All right. Thank you, Lori and Layla and Eric. My name is Marcus Lucero. I'm recording this session at KMUN at 91.9 FM, broadcasting out of beautiful Astoria, Oregon. So let's finish off the night with some Finnish music since we are celebrating Finnish culture.